Hello and welcome to Pets Plus Us, a weekly program of information and stories about the companions in our lives, our pets. I'm Mary DeFranco, your host for Pets Plus Us. Coming up this half hour, Maine Coons, the dogs of the cat world, and what plants are poisonous for your pets. We'll start with the portion of the program I like to call Don't Eat That. 17 plants poisonous to pets from the ASPCA. Some of the most attractive household plants can be the most lethal to pets. Here are some of them. Lilies. Members of the Lilium species are considered to be highly toxic to cats. Even ingestion of very small amounts of the plant can cause severe kidney damage. Marijuana. Ingestion of cannabis sativa by companion animals can result in depression of central nervous system and coordination problems, as well as vomiting, diarrhea, drooling, increased heart rate, and even seizures and coma. The sago palm. All parts of the Cycas revoluta are poisonous, but the seeds or nuts contain the largest amount of toxin. The ingestion of just one or two seeds can result in very serious effects, which include vomiting, diarrhea, depression, seizure, and liver failure. Tulip and narcissus bulbs. The bulb portions of tulipa and narcissus species contain toxins that can cause intense gastrointestinal irritation, drooling, loss of appetite, depression of the central nervous system, convulsions, and cardiac abnormalities. Azalea and rhododendron. Members of the rhododendron species contain substances known as Graham toxins, which can produce vomiting, drooling, diarrhea, weakness, and depression of the central nervous system in animals. Severe azalea poisoning could ultimately lead to coma and death from cardiovascular collapse. Oleander. All parts of Nerium oleander are considered to be toxic, as they contain cardiac glycosides that have the potential to cause serious effects that include gastrointestinal tract irritation, abnormal heart function, hypothermia, and even death. Castor bean. The poisonous principle in Ricinus communis is ricin, a highly toxic protein that can produce severe abdominal pain, drooling, vomiting, diarrhea, excessive thirst, weakness, and loss of appetite. Severe cases of poisoning can result in dehydration, muscle twitching, tremors, seizures, coma, and death. Cyclamen species contain cyclamine, but the highest concentration of this toxic component is typically located in the root portion of the plant. If consumed, cyclamen can produce significant gastrointestinal irritation, including intense vomiting. Fatalities have also been reported in some cases. Calancho. This plant contains components that can produce gastrointestinal irritation, as well as those that are toxic to the heart and can seriously affect cardiac rhythm and rate. Yew. Taxus species contains a toxic component known as taxine, which causes central nervous system effects such as trembling, coordination problems, and difficulty breathing. It can also cause significant gastrointestinal irritation and cardiac failure, which can result in death. Amaryllis. Common garden plants popular around Easter, amaryllis species contain toxins that can cause vomiting, depression, diarrhea, abdominal pain, hypersalivation, anorexia, and tremors. Autumn crocus. Ingestion of colchicum autumnale by pets can result in oral irritation, bloody vomiting, diarrhea, shock, multi-organ damage, and bone marrow suppression. Chrysanthemum. These popular blooms are part of the Compositae family, which contain pyrethrins. If ingested, they may produce gastrointestinal upset, including drooling, vomiting, and diarrhea. In certain cases, depression and loss of coordination may also develop if enough of any part of the plant is consumed. English ivy, also called branching ivy, glacier ivy, needlepoint ivy, sweetheart ivy, and California ivy, Hedera helix contains triterpenoid saponins that, if ingested by pets, can result in vomiting, abdominal pain, hypersalivation, and diarrhea. Peace lily, aka Mauna Loa peace lily, spathiphyllum, contains calcium oxalate crystals that can cause oral irritation, excessive drooling, vomiting, difficulty in swallowing, and intense burning and irritation of the mouth, lips, and tongue in pets who ingest. Pothos. Both Skindapsus and Epremnum belongs to the Ericaceae family. If chewed or ingested, this popular houseplant can cause significant mechanical irritation and swelling of the oral tissues and other parts of the gastrointestinal tract. And Schiffalera and Brassea actinophila contain calcium oxalate crystals that can cause oral irritation, excessive drooling, vomiting, difficulty in swallowing, and intense burning and irritation of the mouth, lips, and tongue in pets who ingest. That's a list of common plants that are poisonous to pets that you will want to keep your pets from getting into. Now, Maine Coons. Some people are dog people, some are cat people. Some of us love both. If you like a cat that's more like a dog, you might like a Maine Coon cat. They're nicknamed the gentle giant and the dog of the cat world, and deservedly so. My Lily was a Maine Coon mix, and she had almost all of the typical characteristics of a Maine Coon. Large frame, long, thick coat, sweet, gentle, dog-like personality, excellent mouser. I adopted her as a kitten, not knowing then that she would continue to grow for at least 3 years into a big, sweet, gentle giant. CatTime.com gives us the details on this gorgeous breed. And if you like what you hear about this breed, there are some links at the end of the article for Maine Coon rescue groups you can contact if you're interested in adopting one. Cat Time says, the Maine Coon is a native New Englander hailing from Maine, where he was a popular mouser, farm cat, and most likely ship's cat, at least as far back as the early 19th century. They have a lifespan of 9 to 15 years. History. The Maine Coon is a native New Englander. He is a natural breed and is little known. Little is known of his origins. Some say the Vikings brought him to North America centuries before Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Others say that he is the descendant of long-haired cats belonging to Marie Antoinette, sent to America in advance of the doomed queen who had hoped to escape there. Sea captains may have brought back long-haired cats that then mated with local short-haired cats. One thing is for sure, the Maine Coon is not the result of mating between a cat and a raccoon, even if this brown tabby coat and furry ring tail suggest that biological impossibility. The resemblance is, however, how the cats got their name. In fact, Maine Coons that didn't have the brown tabby coat were called Maine Shags. The first published reference to a Maine Coon was in 1861, about a black and white cat named Captain Jenks of the Horse Marines. A female Maine Coon was named Best Cat in 1895 at a cat show held in Madison Square Garden. In Boston and New York, the homegrown felines were popular exhibits at cat shows, and when the Cat Fanciers Association was formed in 1908, the fifth cat registered was a Maine Coon named Molly Bond. But the invasion of glamorous Persian and exotic Siamese cats from England around the turn of the century spelled the end of the Maine Coon's popularity for half a century. Things took a turn for the better in the 1960s, and the Maine Coon Breeders and Fanciers Association was formed in 1968. Today, the big, beautiful cats are among the world's most popular. But what really counts, of course, is that they are the official state cat of Maine. The official state cat of Maine. Size. This is a large cat. Most Maine Coons weigh 9 to 18 pounds. Males are larger, and some tip the scales at 20 or more pounds. They don't reach their full size until they are 3 to 5 years old. They just keep growing. Personality. The good-natured and affable Maine Coon adapts well to many lifestyles and personalities. He likes being with people and has the habit of following them around, but he isn't needy. He's happy to receive attention when you direct it his way, but if you're busy, he's satisfied to just supervise your doings. Close the door on him and he will wait patiently for you to realize the error of your ways and let him in. He's not typically a lap cat, but he does like to be near you. He also retains his skill as a mouser. No rodents will be safe in a home where a Maine Coon resides. Even if you don't have any mice for him to chase, he'll keep his skills sharp by chasing toys and grabbing them with his big paws. A Maine Coon also enjoys playing fetch and will retrieve small balls, toys, or wadded up pieces of paper. He can climb as well as any cat, but usually prefers to stay on ground level. That's where his work is, after all. He's also very smart and will happily learn tricks or play with puzzle toys that challenge his brain. Maine Coons usually enjoy a kittenish love of play well into adulthood. Males, especially, are prone to silly behavior. Females are more dignified, but they aren't above a good game of chase. Not especially vocal, they make any requests in a soft chirp or trill. Health. Both pedigreed cats and mixed breed cats have varying incidences of health problems that may be genetic in nature. Problems that may affect the Maine Coon include the following. Hip dysplasia, which in severe cases can cause lameness. Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, a form of heart disease that is inherited in Maine Coons. A DNA-based test is available to identify cats that carry one of the mutations that causes the disease. Polycystic kidney disease, a slowly progressive heritable kidney disease that can result in renal failure. And spinal muscular atrophy, a genetic disorder that affects skeletal muscles of the trunk and limbs. A test is available to identify carriers and affected kittens. Care. Despite the length of the Maine Coon's coat, it has a silky texture that doesn't mat easily if you groom it regularly. It is easily cared for with twice-weekly combing to remove dead hair and distribute skin oils. Useful grooming tools include a stainless steel comb for removing tangles and what's called a grooming rake to pull out dead undercoat, which is what causes tangles when it's not removed. Use it gently, especially on the stomach area and on the tail. Maine Coons are patient, but they don't like having their hair pulled any more than you do. Check the tail for bits of poop stuck to the fur and clean it off with a baby wipe. Bathe a Maine Coon as needed, which can range from every few weeks to every few months. If his coat feels greasy or his fur looks stringy, he needs a bath. Brush the teeth to prevent periodontal disease. Daily dental hygiene is best, but weekly brushing is better than nothing. Trim the nails every couple weeks. Wipe the corners of the eyes with a soft, damp cloth to remove any discharge. Use a separate area of the cloth for each eye, so you don't run the risk of spreading any infection from one eye to the other. Check the ears weekly. If they look dirty, wipe them out with a cotton ball or soft, damp cloth moistened with a 50-50 mixture of cider vinegar and warm water. Avoid using cotton swabs, which can damage the interior of the ear. Keep the Maine Coon's litter box spotlessly clean. Cats are very particular about bathroom hygiene, and a clean litter box will help to keep the coat clean as well. It's a good idea to keep a Maine Coon as an indoor-only cat to protect him from diseases spread by other cats, attacks by dogs or coyotes, and the other dangers that face cats who go outdoors, such as being hit by a car. Maine Coons who go outdoors also run the risk of being stolen by someone who would like to have such a beautiful cat without paying for it. Coat, color, and grooming. A Maine Coon is a big, rugged cat with a smooth, shaggy coat who looks as if he could put in a full day of mousing on a farm in all weather conditions. Indeed, he was built for just such work in the harsh Maine climate. and his breed standard reflects his heritage, calling for a medium-sized to large cat with a well-proportioned body that is muscular and broad-chested. A Maine Coon has substantial medium-length legs and large, round paws, well-tufted with fur to serve as snowshoes during the winter. A heavy coat is shorter on the shoulders, longer on the stomach and breeches, long fur on the upper hind legs with a ruff in front and a long furry tail waving a greeting. A medium-width head is slightly longer than it is wide and has a squarish muzzle. Large, well-tufted ears are wide at the base, tapering to a point, and large expressive eyes are green, gold, greenish gold, or copper. White or bicolored Maine Coons may have blue or odd eyes. The brown tabby pattern is so common in this breed that many people don't know Maine Coons can come in any other colors or patterns. They might be surprised to learn that Maine Coons are found in solid colors that include black or black and white, red or white, all tabby colors and patterns, bicolors such as blue and white or red and white, and patterns such as tortoise shell and calico. In fact, Maine Coons can be any color or pattern except pointed, like Siamese, or any colors like that. Children and other pets. The friendly, laid-back Maine Coon is a perfect choice for families with children and cat-friendly dogs. He loves the attention he receives from children who treat him politely and with respect, and he doesn't mind playing dress-up or going for a ride in a baby buggy. He is happy to live with cat-friendly dogs, too, thanks to his amiable disposition. Introduce pets slowly and in controlled circumstances to ensure that they learn to get along together. And here's some rescue groups where you might adopt a Maine Coon cat. The first is MaineCoonAdoptions.com, MaineCoonRescue.com, and MaineCoonSavers.com. And you can read more about this and other cat-related items at cattime.com. And from MaineCoonGuide.com, here are more fun facts about Maine Coon cats. Maine Coon cats are probably the most revered and best-loved gentle giants in the cat world. As many owners of this breed will tell you, there is always more to them than meets the eye, such as their unique personalities, habits, and ways they easily make us swoon with the adorable daily characteristics. There are simply many things that make the Maine Coon breed unique and a great family pet to own. However, if you own or are looking to invite these loving cats into your home, there may be some facts and myths about this breed you didn't know about. Here are 7 interesting and fun facts about Maine Coon cats that make them an amazing and unique breed to own. First, Maine Coons are great at trilling and chirping. You may be familiar with the sounds that many breeds of cats make when excited, happy, or when they spot a bird outside and begin chirping near the window. However, unlike many breeds, Maine Coons in particular are known for this and often enjoy vocalizing their feelings in adorable ways. It is commonly believed that Maine Coon cats are said to chirp in an attempt to mimic and catch their prey. But either way, it will be quite possibly the cutest noise you've ever heard. Maine Coon cats love playing with water. While the majority of their domestic feline cousins try to avoid water at all costs, most Maine Coon cats actually love playing in and around water. This is in part due to their highly water-resistant fur coat that covers the body of this breed. Many Maine Coon owners speak in great delight of being able to play with their cats using water, and only makes things easier when bath time comes around. Due to their unique tolerance to water, you may often find your Maine Coon cat curled up in the bathtub or wash basin having a snooze. Maine Coons can grow into gentle giants. Many people know that Maine Coon cats are one of the largest domesticated breeds of cats you can own, with the males being able to grow upwards of 25 pounds. However, some Maine Coons around the world have been known to grow much larger into gentle giants and make their way into such things as the Guinness Book of Records. Due to the ability of these cats to grow so big compared to other breeds, it's increasingly important to monitor their size and keep a cat growth chart so you can ensure your Maine Coon is fit and healthy. Maine Coons are the dogs of the cat world. They are considered the dogs of the cat world not only due to their size, but in most part due to their personality and characteristics. Maine Coon cats are very loyal and will often be found at the heel of the owners while they wander around the house. They are also very protective of their home and will be wary of visitors they do not recognize. Many Maine Coon owners often make the comparisons of how alike they are to dogs. However, unlike most breeds of dogs, they are more self-sufficient and will find things to occupy them while the owners are away from home. Popular myth about Maine Coon cats debunked. A popular myth you may have heard surrounding the Maine Coon cat breed is that domestic or semi-wild cats were believed to be mating with raccoons. While for the most part, this could be understandable due to their size and largely bushy tail that resembles a raccoon's tail, this is considered not plausible due to the genetic differences between the two animals and more of a theory without any hard evidence. It's widely believed that instead of this theory, Maine Coon cats came about through selective breeding of short-haired domestic cats with long-haired cats from overseas that possessed more qualities such as personality and hunting characteristics that we can still see in these cats today. Some Maine Coon cats had six toes. Like us, Maine Coons normally have five toes to stand on. However, years ago, many Maine Coon cats in Maine, USA, were often found to have an extra six toe on each of their paws. It's commonly believed that this characteristic helped them move more freely in environments covered in snowfall and hunt prey. This form of polydactyl is rarer in recent times due to the sixth toe being deemed undesirable when breeding Maine Coon cats. While it may be considered undesirable by breeders, there is no doubt that if your Maine Coon has six toes, it only makes them more adorable. They never lose a hunter's instinct. While they are domesticated and have no real need to hunt for food anymore, Maine Coon cats never lose a hunter's instinct and can often be found stalking for prey outside more for fun than a desire for food. Years ago, these beautiful cats were bred to hunt for rodents, such as mice on farms, and quickly adapted to become expert hunters. Their hunting characteristics are what make it so important to ensure that they can practice their hunting skills in the home using cat toys, and they love playing games with their owners. More about Maine Coon cats in the news, a report about a real-life Maine Coon. Maine Coon cat finds himself in the center of a heated court battle. Here's the story from the Chicago Tribune, June 28, 2018. Reggie, the runaway cat at the center of court custody battle, is back home in Logan Square, Chicago. Reggie the cat is back with his owner, Ray Bees, on June 15th, 2018, following a suit with feline friends. He's back at his Logan Square home where he belongs, or doesn't, depending on whose side you're on. The Maine Coon was at the center of volleying lawsuits between a Chicago feline rescue agency and his adoptive owner, but in the end, Chicago artist Ray Bees prevailed, bringing the cat home and throwing the hippest of parties at their shared residence. For Reggie, it was the cat's meow. The walls were plastered with paintings of him. There was plenty of shawarma chicken from Sultan's Market, the guest of honor's favorite, and there were take-home gifts for the feline-owning set. Cat treats, of course. "I'm feeling so elated and relieved," Bees, the cat owner, told the Tribune after they were reunited. "I just felt like a mountain left my shoulders because this has been going on for months." In January, the Tribune shared the legal battles over Reggie, the runaway cat that took off the day before Halloween. He was later found and taken to a vet where his microchip was scanned and it registered to Feline Friends, the all-volunteer nonprofit pet rescue. Rescue staff looked up Bee's social media posts and found her Facebook post on Reggie's disappearance. "I'm Reggie and I'm lost. Again, I don't have a collar. I could have been kidnapped. I will escape again." But what also irked the rescue agency were the pictures of Reggie in Bee's backyard. The shelter requires adoptive cat owners to keep pets indoors. Bee's figured out Feline Friends was involved after a series of phone calls to his chipping company and the vet. She tried to get the cat back and said she even offered to post $1,500 bond if Reggie disappeared again. But she and the shelter could not reach an agreement. That launched a court battle, with Bee's suing in Cook County Circuit Court in November, arguing conversion, that she had been deprived of Reggie. The rescue shelter filed its own suit alleging breach of contract. A judge initially gave the rescue agency temporary custody of the cat and allowed Bee's, who filed the suit under her real name, Rachel Siciliano, 1 hour weekly visitation. During the custody battle, the cat gained internet fame when comedian Reggie Watts, the cat's namesake, weighed in. "I'd love to help her get her cat back," Watts wrote in an email to the Tribune. "After all, the cat is a version of myself in some way." In May, the judge awarded the cat to Bee's, and loose ends in the case were finalized this week. But Feline Friends wasn't exactly cheering the deal. Lisa Ward, one of the co-founders of Feline Friends, told the Tribune that the rescue is devastated by the judge's decision. "And the reason why we're devastated is because all along this has been about the welfare of this cat," she said, choking up over the phone. "I'm sorry, but this is really hard for me to talk about. I go to sleep every night picturing him outside in the pouring rain, soaking and cold and shivering, or lying under a bush, suffering because a car hit him and he's got a crushed leg and he can't drag himself out, or suffering from poisoning because he ate a rat." But Bee's said it's clear the cat belongs with her. The first time she brought Reggie home, he ran around the house to make sure everything was there. Bee said the cat gained weight during their separation. "I think he just wasn't getting exercise and was probably eating his feelings," she said. "But he's very expensive palate now." Reggie is still transfixed on getting outside. "That's his number one motive," Bee said on the night of the party, wearing a Free Reggie t-shirt. "But we're living that harness life. I follow him down the alley. He's got this girlfriend. They look at each other through the window. In fact, he was outside holding court during the party on a lawn chair and on his leash, seemingly having a jellicle ball." And that will do it for this week. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. I hope you enjoyed the program. Thank you for listening. Please join me next time. And don't forget, please spay and neuter your pets. It's healthy for them and the environment. Pets Plus Us is a production of WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. I'm your host, Mary DeFranco. If you'd like more information about this program or to hear this program again, visit our website at wxxi.org/reachout. I'd also like to invite you to share your pet story with us by writing to us at reachout@wxxi.org.